Space in Cape Town's downtown core and seaboard is limited, and homes are expensive. So the poor have to travel long distances on increasingly clogged roads. Brett Heron, a city councillor on the Mayoral Committee for Transport, says that hard-up households in Cape Town spend on average 40% of their income on transport. There are various tales as to why the highway was never finished. Mr. Heron says the city was simply waiting for future traffic volumes to require it. That time came long ago, but now the city says it cannot afford it. Instead, it is turning to private developers. To sweeten the deal, the city will give the winning developer 6 hectares of prime land alongside the road. The unfinished highway can be completed, knocked down, or turned into something else entirely. A park, perhaps. But proposals must help reduce congestion while incorporating cheap housing. Three-dimensional models of 6 designs, featuring urban gardens, cycle lanes and a promenade, went on display last month for public comment. The city wants construction to begin within the next few years. This is the first of 5 big projects being undertaken to improve public housing and transport. Patricia DeLille, Cape Town's mayor, thinks finishing the highway is what people will remember her for. Filmmakers may have to find a new apocalyptic location.